This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Touchdown, Patriots!
Touchdown, Seahawks!
Live from San Francisco, home of Super Bowl 60, it's the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Coming up, four-time Super Bowl champion Rob Gronkowski. Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson. Comedian Frank Caliendo. Academy Award-winning actor Octavia Spencer. And now, Rich Eisen.
I'm so glad you guys didn't make me pull that car over with your behavior in the back seat. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, live from San Francisco, California. Super Bowl 60 Wednesday edition is on the air right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app. We're also live on ESPN Radio as well as Sirius XM Channel 80. We appreciate everybody taking in this show on this very important Wednesday. Rob Gronkowski will be here in about 20 minutes' time. But ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Frank Caliendo, everybody.
Up, I got to work on my Gronk. I got to get a Gronk. Got a Gronk going.
Do you have
one? I'm working on it. Somewhere in there, isn't it? Just over-enunciate things you don't think are going to be over-enunciated. Never tried it before, but I thought that's kind of what it is, Rich. Get the gold jacket for Robert Kraft. He deserves a gold jacket.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad
that's
for
not bad. That's not bad.
Was that a first go?
Probably second.
You've been workshopping it a little
bit? Man, I've been on radio. I've been on radio. There's a lot of workshopping going on. There's a lot of.
Is that the Peoria? Before you show up here, you got to play out there?
I work a lot of stuff.
Is that the off-Broadway?
I work a lot of stuff out.
Off-Broadway.
In the bowels of the convention center, and then you go off-site to the Rich Eisen Show, man.
Off-site.
That's what I said. It's somewhere in there. It's somewhere. I heard him say, "That's why Robert Kraft deserves a gold jacket." That's very good. It's getting close, but it's also a cartoon character, like a whole lot of lumps. It's almost like Pete Puma.
Three or four.
How many lumps you went inside your coffee?
Pete Puma. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get it.
He's the Pete Puma of football.
It goes in and out. Oh, and it's just, it's good. That's been happening because I've been working. Like, some you can hit right away, some impressions I can hit right away, and some I can't. You know, the ones I've dedicated to memory, got the muscle memory.
Those are easy to go in and out of, or, you know, those types of impressions.
But I understand where you're coming from with some of these things. Those are the ones I can go in and out of, but when they're new, I was working on the Billy Bob over and over and over, and I lose it. It's in here. I did a bunch of other things.
It's tough. Yeah, I know.
I guess. Comprende? I heard him say a thing about how his kids think he sounds like Hank Hill.
My kids think I sound like Hank Hill. They do. You know, comprende? He's in there.
That sounds just like him.
It's close enough, Rich. Thank you.
FrankCaliendo.com is how you can see Frank on stage. Hartford, Connecticut, Brookfield, Wisconsin, Grant, Oklahoma, and Salt Lake City, Utah are just some of the locales that you are headed to.
Nobody knows where Grant is, including the people in Grant, but it's right outside of Dallas, like 2 hours outside of Dallas.
Yeah.
It's the Dallas market, man.
What's the first?
I have been around to Grant, Oklahoma. They have some great people in Grant, and Frank is performing at the Choctaw Casino. Now, I believe, as the all-knowing power behind the Dallas Cowboys, that I was probably the best actor on Landman.
We talked about that with Aikman yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, about
T.A. man?
Ta.
Troy Aikman, the man. Ta. That's what Terry Bradshaw. T.A. Troy Aikman. Got it.
it's echoing in here. We've got to be careful.
I know. I know. It's pretty cool.
Frank, what's the name of the player that Jerry traded at the beginning?
The Green Bay Packer
that he traded? Yeah. It's not. I can't remember.
Starts with an M.
Micah. Micah. That's how much Radio Row I've been doing, man. Frank could not remember Micah. But as soon as I get into character, understand that Micah was a great player for us. But his time was over. The end.
The end.
What was the first Super Bowl you've been to? Because you were at Fox back in the day.
The first Super Bowl. You want to know about the first Super Bowl I went? The first Super Bowl I was at was at Jacksonville, and I got kicked out of it.
What do you mean you got
Jay Glazer brought me.
You know Jay Glazer, Fox Sports, incredible insider. You guys know what I'm talking about? Listen, you guys want to go work out later? I'm going to work out. On my way to work out, I'm going to work out. I'm doing a bunch of workouts. You guys do working out? You guys work out? I got a gym where I work out. I was working out The Rock. I look at The Rock and I said, yeah, you're bigger. Yeah, you're stronger. You want to do that movie? No, he said, okay, whatever. And then
so good.
I was supposed to be, here's the thing, guys. You guys know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be cast as Ram Man in the movie, He-Man movie. Neither of us has a neck. We're just... Caliendo's looking for his neck, but I got we actually built suits that go up to my ears. You guys want to work out? I'm working out. I'm working out right now. Listen, I thought it'd be great, Rich, in the gift bag after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You should give out weights.
Sure, sure.
So he goes, and Jay's great. Jay's fantastic. Yes, a very funny guy.
Yeah.
I'm saying that now so he doesn't hurt me.
That's right.
But he's super nice, and he did one of the nicest things. He tried to do one of the nicest things in the world was to bring me down to the flyover at the beginning of the Super Bowl.
He's like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, they fly, the planes fly over. I've never seen anything like it. It's the most amazing thing in the entire world.
We go down there, and an NFL security guard goes, what are you doing down here? And I was told by Fox at the time that I was working for them that I had, you know, my badge had green on it. Green means you can be on the field.
Yeah. Mm.
So I had a field pass to be down there. So I was legit. And Jay's like,
just go down there and see, it's going to be fantastic.
So they asked me, the security guard goes, are you supposed to be here? And I said, yeah, I got the green thing right here. Take a look at this. He's like, yeah, but what are you doing? I was like, well, to be honest with you, I'm just hanging out with this guy. And he goes, that's it. And he's like, so you don't have anything to do out here? And I go, not really. He goes, and so he takes the badge off of me. And he's like, I get escorted out by other security. And I look at Jay, he's like, sorry, I didn't know.
I thought you probably should have said that I should have told you you're supposed to be doing something. If you're not doing something, you're not going to be here. But,
so I got kicked. They kicked me out. I was in Duval County.
That was it?
I was completely out of the stadium. They escorted me out of the stadium. And I missed that whole Super Bowl. I had no idea. Get back in. I'm texting people. I don't know. And that's an FBI checked credential, right?
Yeah,
That's the most elite credential.
You've been cleared. Yeah.
So I had to wait until some security guard was hitting on some girl that was walking by.
Wow.
And I did a Scooby-Doo walk by and did a kind of a sneak off around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoinks like a Scoob. Nobody saw it. Ruh-roh. So I get back to Fox headquarters and they're like, where were you? And they like kicked out of the Super Bowl. And they're like, what? And like Terry's like, I've never been kicked out of the Super Bowl, and I ain't done a lot of dumb things. Come on. What'd you do? And I was like, I was down on the field. I thought you were supposed to. I was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
So it turned out that even David Hill supported me in the end.
Okay.
I got back in with the.
Oh, so you, here, you okay, know. So you got so back in.
David Hill, I did eventually.
Okay.
And I was like, guys, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. But all I said was, I don't know what I'm doing here, which is most of my life.
Right.
So they get back in, and David Hill wrote a letter to the NFL. It's like, he's one of our guys. What are you doing?
Great. That's a
crikey.
Crikey.
That's my David Hill.
Yeah, right.
You know, this doesn't happen to us in Australia. Then again, our vows are flat. So yeah, that was my. That
oh,
was
so
my
then, goal. So the next Super Bowl, you knew.
I knew
what am I doing?
I know.
I'm a halftime act. No, damn it! that's what I'm doing here.
There was
what are you doing here? Just standing here in your slicker, looking all mean, asking what people are up to.
I'm with Prince. And Jay's like, "You want to go back down there? No, no. Support. I'll support you this time. I got your back. I got you. Like you had my back last time.
Yeah. Something's happened. I was very busy. Watching this, so it was, I got a report on things that are happening. What was happening at that time? I think somebody had a cold. Anyway, tell everybody.
Scoopage.
Scoopage. I got some scoopage. You ever got some scoopage? That's what I do when I'm lifting weights. I get scoopage.
FrankCaliendo.com. Additional dates and tickets can be found there to get tickets. All right, we have our usual fun we've set up for you.
Yep.
If you wouldn't mind, we have some great NFL playoff and Super Bowl moments we'd love for you to describe as a certain individual.
Yeah.
As you know, John Madden was on the sidelines of the Immaculate Reception where Franco Harris caught the carom pass and changed the Steelers
course of history. I mean that's a history change right there. You think what happened? A ball goes off, somebody boom gets it. I mean, is it going? Is that a catch? Isn't it a catch? And then the refs look around. They don't know if it's a catch. So they try to figure out if it's a catch. The fans tell them it's a catch, and then boom. You don't even know what happened there.
That's what he said on the sideline. You could even read his lips.
Yeah, all those words were right there, and maybe there were a couple blurred ones. In the middle, there's some blurred ones. Like, what the? It was almost said it there.
So I guess while we're on the subject matter, former Raider coaches involved in a big moment, the snow game, as you refer to it in New England, right?
There's.
The rest of America and football universe referred to it as the tuck rule game, where Charles Woodson meets Tom Brady in the snow in the backfield. What was Gruden thinking at the time?
I'm thinking that doesn't exist, man. There's a lot of words going through my head at that point that I am not allowed to say right now, man. But I'll tell you what, I don't understand where a rule comes out of nowhere. What is that? Because it's Tom freaking Brady, man. What is that all about? I don't care if it's echoing in here.
Do you see him just walking around, walking into people? That's what he's doing here. Gruden is just walking around.
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon, man. He's just pounding. He's like, Rich Gannon, get down. Let's do some calls, man. Let's hear what you. Well, how you doing, buddy? Green 42. Green 42.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You can still hear me echoing in this tremendous facility.
I love it.
The next one, the very first Patriots Super Bowl in the Superdome against the Bears and the famed 46 defense. The fridge, not Walter Payton, gets the ball to score a touchdown. How would Morgan Freeman describe that?
What was going through Mike Ditka's mind? Walter Payton, sweetness. He liked to dance. Running the ball was like making romance. That's the Super Bowl shuffle, Sonny. But instead, they gave it to the fridge. He was a rookie. He might have been large, but he was no dumb cookie. And the fridge made his way into the end zone. And Walter Payton just became the nicest man alive in legend, but without a Super Bowl touchdown. And that's when Mike Ditka climbed through 500 yards of the fifth air slop. I can't even imagine to explain that one.
Fantastic. The helmet.
Did you see I saw Rich Gannon, man?
The helmet catch, as described by Al Pacino.
Whoa! It doesn't look like that ball was caught, but there it is against the helmet. Some people think you need two hands for a catch. What you need is two hands, a helmet, and don't lose it in the ground. The ground can't cause a fumble in that situation, or can it? I don't know what a catch is anymore, but I do know that if you catch it against your helmet, Eli Manning gets a Super Bowl. Eli.
I got two more for
two of them he got.
I got two more. I have two more for you. The famed Malcolm Butler interception on the goal line that everybody's talking about with the Patriots and the Seahawks in this Super Bowl, as described or reacted to by Stephen A. Smith.
I understand what you're thinking in this situation, but a pass one with what's going through your head when you catch. And I may not be ready for this one. I'm trying to go through the Rolodex of thesauri, that's plural for thesaurus in my head, and I wasn't getting there. So let's just say he went all the way. Yeah.
Well, let's do this one. Last one. The James Harrison famed interception for a touchdown as described by Chris Berman.
James Harrison, say what you will. But nobody circles the true and the true and false like James Harrison. And he could go all back.
I don't know what I'm saying back. I just turned into the Berman chicken. Back. That's the Cadbury Easter Berman. Back.
It's Easter time, and it's time for the Cadbury Berman. Say what you will.
Cadbury Berman.
Bales on a bit better than Frank Caliendo.
That wasn't a Berman at the end. I don't even know what that
means. Nobody bails on a bit. Oh, my God.
Nobody bails like a bit. Did we get any Jerry in? I don't even remember.
I have been. I've decided that I want to go through all those plays myself. And I will. And now, Robert Kraft deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, as does Bill Belichick. And they will eventually get there like I am.
Oh, my goodness.
The end again.
My God.
All my bits are ending with the end.
By the way, it's not a bad way to end it.
No. I just tell you. It's like in a movie when it says fiend, F-I-N, fiend.
So
that's what I say, fiend. That's French for end, man. F-I-N.
So I'm just trying to put these together.
Getting loopy, guys.
You got David Hill to get you back in the NFL's good graces.
Yeah.
And the next Super Bowl was the helmet catch. So you were back.
I guess so. I didn't even think about that.
The Fox Super Bowls went to Jacksonville.
That was, I've been telling this story a bunch, but that was the one where. Maybe it's not. I'm not going to tell that.
Do you do a Collinsworth?
I kind of do. You know how much I've been revving up the Tony Romo-bile, by the way?
Okay, yeah.
Jim. Just like all day, just yesterday. It's like, oh, Jim. And Collinsworth's so close. He's like, you know, Mike, Mahomes. I really love Patrick Mahomes. You know, and then you go to Patrick Mahomes, and I didn't even know. And there's Gronk right there. He looks real good. And he's like, hey, how's it? I'm working on my Gronk. He's like,
by the way.
Do you want to throw
to break and introduce Gronk coming up next? FrankCaliendo.com is how you can get additional dates and tickets to see Frank. Do you want to introduce Gronk?
Can I do it? Do we have to go to commercial real quick?
Sure.
I accidentally met Gronk at a Super Bowl event.
Okay.
I don't think he recognized. He didn't know who I was right away.
You still don't. I know your wife and kid, though.
I said something.
That's his wife and
kid. Oh, that's your wife.
Hey, just defend everybody.
Yeah. This is great. Just
welcome. So he walks in. He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
But everything you say, like this, he really is this guy. And I thought it was like a play when he was like, you'd see him on TV and you're like, nobody can have that much fun, right?
Yeah.
But he walks in, he sees some food just sitting there. He's like an hour late. He's on the Gronk bus. He comes in, he's just picking things like, are we doing this? Okay. He goes, and it's me, him, Richard Sherman, Terry Bradshaw for this event. And I said something like, I said, because I'm an idiot, I look at him and I'm like, you really are like this, huh? And he looked at me like, who are you? And it was the same look that he gave me right there.
Does it ring a bell now?
But so nice.
No.
Nothing.
I mean, there's too many Super Bowls.
Never happened.
Oh, you do look familiar.
I'll stand right next to you like this and be like, who's...
I really like your energy right now. I'm becoming a fan. I really am.
Rob Gronkowski is next.
There's some Belichick out on the way here. What do you think?
There you go.
See?
Yeah, it's really great. That's a nice job there.
Dang. I like... He's good.
Good. That's a nice one.
FrankCaliendo.com to get tickets.
Hold on. Can I make him real? I'm saving it. I'm not doing that because...
Make me uncomfortable.
No, you've done that to me already. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Gronkowski is next. Frank Caliendo here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And that's when they realized it was time for Gronk and get rid of Caliendo.
I love it.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Rob Gronkowski is here, everybody, on the Rich Eisen Show, live in San Francisco, courtesy of FanDuel. It's great to see you, man. What does this trophy mean to you?
Right? Yeah, this is a Lombardi trophy, so watch out. I might dent it. Yeah, I got four of these bad boys.
It's the real thing, by the way.
It has no engraving on it. It just says Vince Lombardi trophy.
I know.
Who's the winner of this game?
At some point, Rich Eisen. Let's engrave it.
But let me.
By the way, you're making me very nervous by flipping that around
That's fine. I dent trophies and they stay dented and go in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Oh my God.
But let me tell you, I got four replicas as well, just like this, for all four of my Super Bowl wins, and I have a couple of them each.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, meaning like I bought a couple. I had to buy them. They were $1,500. This guy was making them. And they're the best souvenirs to have out of any souvenir possible. People come in the house, you're like, yo, is that the real trophy? And like everyone picks it up, holds it, takes pictures with it. And it's like the best trophy, like the best thing that you can have hanging up in your office or in your home are these Vince Lombardi trophies.
How many have you broken?
Couple in my life.
Two, right?
Yeah, just one real one. One real one.
The real, that was the one in Fenway Park, right?
Yes, when I dented it. So it didn't really break it. I dented it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's Julian's
fault. There it is right there.
Julian,
at that moment.
Julian threw the pitch. I mean, you know, if he's going to throw me a pitch, like, I'm going to swing. What's funny is I'm like, I'm not going to swing and hit with it because it's going to ruin the trophy. I'll just bunt it. It can't ruin the trophy. I didn't even know it put a dent in. I gave the trophy back. Oh, Stacey James.
Oh, man.
How many times I made Stacey James almost faint and die in the spot?
You're talking about the famed media relations executive. Yeah. He's
one of the best in the business.
He's been there forever.
Forever.
Right.
I've almost made him faint like 18 times in my career. Still to this day.
He's probably nervous watching you pick this trophy up, too.
He's nervous for me just talking about him.
So Edelman throws the pitch, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to bunt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I go, I should swing. And I go, no, that's going to ruin the trophy. I should just bunt it.
And is the dented trophy on display in the Patriots
it's
Hall of Fame?
It's on display in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
It's even better, though, don't you think, in the long run?
Wait, it is.
And I swear, Mr. RKK is like, yo, like everyone goes to the Hall of Fame to see that trophy.
Yeah. of all the other trophies,
he goes, everyone wants to see the dent in that trophy. He's like, I had to keep it. I was like, I love it.
It's got its own special story,
too. It does.
You know,
that's what it's all about.
Is there anyone in terms of winning it that's special to you the most?
Yeah, definitely the first Super Bowl that I won, you know, versus Seattle. You know, this is a Super Bowl rematch, I'm saying, of Super Bowl 49. But that Super Bowl was very special, near and dear to my heart, because it got me into the Super Bowl club. And it was also one of the best games that, you know, of all times. One of the best football games to be played. One of the best Super Bowl games to be played from, you know, the beginning of the first quarter all the way to the end. And everyone contributed. I mean, Julian had the game-winning touchdown. Amendola, my boy, had a touchdown. Shane Vereen had like 10 catches out of the backfield, you know, for how many first downs. I had a nice touchdown on the fade route, you know, on KJ Wright, you know, going into the first half. And then obviously what the defense did with the Malcolm Butler interception, it was a complete game overall. And it was my first time winning the Super Bowl, so you'll always remember that, and it'll always be special.
Where were you watching it with it all? I mean, Brady being mic'd up, you know, it's over and over again we see that in NFL films of when Butler made the interception. Where were you when that was all going
on? I was sitting like this on the bench, you know, on the bench. And it was the fastest I ever gotten up from sitting down in my life, no doubt about that. Right when he caught it, boom, I popped right up and just started celebrating, man. It was very emotional, and it was one of the most joyous moments of my career as well.
You know, I was in the stands. It was the first NFL, first Super Bowl on NFL Network where I wasn't doing a post game, so I went as a fan.
Really?
My whole, you know, in-laws, they're all from Massachusetts. They're all Patriot fans. My youngest son is now a diehard. He's going to be flipping out that we're talking on the show. He's just jacked up to come to watch the Super Bowl because he was like 3 years old in the stands. He didn't even remember that. Anytime he sees a Malcolm Butler play, I'm like, you were there. He's like, get, you know, for a while. He's like, get
out of here. I don't remember it. But the reason why I'm bringing all this up is I've never in my entire life, going back to my Sports Center days, ever been at a sporting event where people who were crying were immediately cheering, and people who were cheering were immediately crying in the flip of one switch like that play. I've never seen anything like it in my entire time.
Yeah, I bet so. I never actually really looked at it that way. And that's kind of what, you know, keeps these fans just keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know, the emotion that this game brings to them is incredible, and it can flip at any other time, like you said. And when it's in the bad way, you're coming back because you want it to happen to you in the good way as well.
Right, and you probably just couldn't believe it, right? Yeah. I mean, that you, this, you were sitting there thinking this thing's over. You're not winning the Super Bowl, I'd imagine, right?
No, I had some faith.
You did.
I had some faith. I mean, we stopped him on the play before. I mean, it's the least talked about play when Dante Hightower tackled Marshawn Lynch one-on-one before they threw the pass. I mean, they handed off the ball the play before, but Marshawn Lynch, Dante Hightower's an absolute beast. I mean,
right.
He's actually bigger size than Marshawn Lynch, probably stronger too, and beast mode's a savage, but Dante Hightower made the play of the game with that tackle, which forced him to throw the ball.
Yep.
You've been talking about that forever.
I bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing too, Gronk, that I point. Oh, they should have just gave it to him on the next play. They would have scored. Would they? Because Dante Hightower tackled him on the exact same play the play before. With one shoulder, by the way. He was hurt in that game.
Yeah. Exactly. There we go. I mean, Dante Hightower, he's playoff Hightower.
Beast.
Yeah, beast. I mean, he comes through in the playoffs like I'd never seen before.
28-3, what are you thinking? Because Hightower, by the way, had a big play in that game too, right?
Playoff,
to kind of flipped the
Hightower.
Script a little bit.
We were dominating them, actually. I mean, it was 28-3, but I mean, we were moving the ball.
Yeah.
We just had plenty of mistakes that we made. And Coach Belichick at halftime was like, yo, we're doing what we need to do. We're not changing really anything. The thing is that we just can't have the turnovers. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. And then another big thing he said is we're better conditioned than this team. They're going to fold. They're going to collapse.
He said that?
Yeah, throughout the week. We're better conditioned. And he would always be saying it. We always ran these hills, man. Everyone hated it, but he always engraved in us, we're going to be the better conditioned team, and it's going to come down to it. And he knew we were too. And he even said it throughout the week, and it showed. We ran, 99-plus plays on offense, including the overtime? Mm-hmm. Dude, if you watch the last couple drives, their defense was absolutely gassed, and our offense was still going at full speed because we were a better conditioned team. And Coach always brought that up as well. I mean, he just knew the niches of what's going to happen in the game and what's going to play in our favor. That was a better detail than what they're going to present against our opponents going to present against us.
Could you imagine how many more Super Bowls you have if you had a Hall of Fame head coach?
I know, man. I would probably have like 8 Super Bowls if I actually had a real coach. Like someone that's in the Hall of Fame.
That one.
Like it would be a no-brainer then. Like, the guy is not even a Hall of Famer, Bill. Like, I mean, he's a terrible coach.
Just think about it. If you really,
that's just absolutely crazy, man. Just absolutely absurd that he's not in. I mean, what's this? This is setting the standards that there's going to be no head coaches ever that's going to be a first ballot.
Nothing.
And there's one right now that is 100% deserved to be. I mean, Sean McVay is kind of on his way. He's still so young, but Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Come on, Andy Reid's not a first ballot Hall of Fame. Look at his career. But guess what? He's not now. Because Coach Belichick isn't.
Well, they might change the rules
in terms of how to vote.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
You want to know who's a fourth ballot Hall of Famer now?
Who's that?
Tom Brady. He might not even make it.
He's sweating it out now.
Yes. Huh?
He's sweating it out.
That would be hilarious. I mean, it would be pretty hilarious. I mean, because then it would really ruin the Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, yeah.
It would ruin it if he's
it's
not.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Are you worried?
No. Don't be worried.
About Tom?
No,
about
you. How many years have you been out now?
I think I'm eligible next year.
So maybe you and Belichick go in.
Yeah.
What if you and Belichick go in together?
Me, Belichick, and RKK at the same time.
Dude.
That would be pretty cool.
That's entirely possible.
I'm not against it at all. I can only control what I can control. I mean, I don't really talk about my situation.
Of course.
I mean, because, you know, that's a very prestigious honor, and you don't want to get out of your lane.
Yes.
You know, you can't really control it, but if that did happen, I mean, I'm down for that.
Let's just say that here's what's going to happen, because I'm able to talk about right. it, because it's like Fight Club. You don't want to talk about that sort of stuff. Right, because it's bad form to say, I'm going to the Hall of Fame, even though you're going.
Bad juju.
I don't want to, we're removing the juju from
okay.
it. So you're going to get in, and then Belichick gets in, all right? And let's just say that just that two alone happens. What ends up happening is during Bill's speech, your family will all be there, right? For you.
Yeah.
You get up and you start dancing around him like you did on the draft stage during his speech. And you know what I mean? Like, how do you like me now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, after all those years, who gets the last laugh? Yeah. Right?
There we go. Now we're
what do you think?
Game planning already.
What do you think?
Strategizing.
That's what I'm trying to...
Oh, I'm gonna have to do something.
Because your whole family's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something.
And no one can call to tell him to get off the stage.
No, yeah.
Nah, that's right.
We'll call Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, get off the stage.
You know?
Well, we're going to have to play off each other.
Possibilities are limitless.
If he even gets in. At this point, you might as well put him in like 5 more years. It might have been the best thing for him not to get in. Not saying that, because I'm saying, like, dude, that, like, with not having a good year at UNC, you know, like, everyone came to his defense now. And, like, he's got so much great pub from not getting in. Like,
it
could have possibly been a good thing.
The bottom line is we
but he definitely,
like,
deserved
it. When we're talking about it, and you're like, well, you know, he's got 333 wins. And then you start in the middle of all that. You're like, why do I even have to say his numbers? It's just like, you feel silly. You feel silly even saying it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing for FanDuel?
I'm here with the FanDuel Super Bowl campaign. It's the last call for football, and the campaign's a celebration and a toast to what a wonderful regular season that it has been, and now it's a rallying cry, you know, to enjoy the final night, you know, of football, which is obviously the big game, the Super Bowl game this Sunday.
Right.
And we got legends in this campaign. We got Joe Montana, you know, who's giving a speech in the campaign. We got Adam Vinatieri, you know, the best kicker of all times, and myself, and we're just giving a toast to just an incredible season that it has been. And FanDuel, you know, if you're going to make a bet on the game responsibly, you know, play you know, in your means, and bet on FanDuel.
Okay. The player of the year, what do you got for your player of the year? What do you think about that?
Player of the year.
Play of the year, the one play that happened.
I kind of have a game of the year.
Okay, what do you got?
And it's set the standards of how the season was going to go. And let me tell you, the NFL won this year. How many great games were there?
It's amazing.
Every single week.
I know.
The playoffs, just wild card. Every game was unbelievable.
Yeah,
the NFC Championship was great. I mean, the AFC Championship game was a mess, but it was still close.
Right.
And that's what you want.
Well, pretty much every Bears game from like week 15 on was eye-popping play after another. Like, play of the year for me would be Caleb Williams. Just choose any of his throws, either to beat, you know, the Packers or the fourth and eight to keep hope alive down 11 in the second time against the Packers before the big one, you know, to Cole Kmet. That was just made me curse, like just sitting on the couch. Just
definitely.
Like more curse words were like, holy S, you know.
It got the juice.
What was the game?
Oh, so the game was week one, Sunday Night Football.
Ravens?
Buffalo Bills versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
I mean, Ravens had the game sealed, and Buffalo pulls out the comeback. It set the standards of how the NFL season was going to go, and it was going to be entertaining just like that game.
What do you think about Super Bowl 60, Rob? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the same score as Super Bowl 49 and the same team winning.
This guy.
Yeah, it just makes it easy. Makes it easy. Makes
28-24.
28-24. That sounds reasonable.
It's, by the way, it sounds like a totally reasonable a score, but that's a great way of just saying, you know, I'm just going to go with the same
keeps
thing.
Keeps it easy as well.
Yeah. Did you see McDonald was asked over and over again on Monday night, what's going to be your play if you're on the 1 yard line? What play do you call?
That's great.
And he said, you know, just the best play possible. And he had fun with it until he just got it.
It finally triggered him.
Yeah.
It triggers
like,
you.
What's going on?
That's why I'm just 28-24 because I get asked too much. Yeah. It's just automatic now. I'm on the street. Who's going to win? Patriots 28-24.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think about it.
You love your Fox work? You like doing it?
Yeah, it's great, man.
Fun times with everybody?
Yeah, it's fun times, man. And I got some great guys around me, man. I got Hall of Famers around me, not just on the football field, but in the media world as well. They're just so you know, classy, and they're just so good at their jobs. I learned so much from them. I mean, Strahan, you know, he's not just unbelievable at being an analyst with football. He's one of the best in the game just overall in just whatever topic it is in the world. And you got Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, Kurt Menefee. It's just a great group of guys to be around that I learned so much with.
Stray is what he's done post-playing career is as great as anybody's post-playing
career. The best post-career, not like investing and making money in a business, like actual work. He's probably had the best post-career out of any football player.
He's grinding. He's a grinder. And he's, I can't say enough about him. And you too. Thanks for coming here, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. So you're what do you do now? What does Gronk do for the rest of this day?
Oh, so I get to go take a nap now.
Okay.
Got a little dinner tonight.
What do we have on a nap from? What is a Gronk nap? What are we, 15 minutes? An hour?
No, I need like an hour and a half today.
No kidding.
I didn't get too much last night, and an hour and a half tonight today. And then relax, and then that was the hardest part of my schedule for this whole week was the last 6 hours, you know, from 5 a.m. to now. And then I still got more Radio Row stuff, you know, a couple parties to attend, but nothing. This was the biggest grind. I'm glad I got out of the way.
And I'm thrilled that we were your last stop. So may you
best stop.
May you thank you, sir, for saying that. Hey, no other stop gave you an idea of what happens if you and Belichick go into the Hall of Fame together.
No, they didn't.
You and your whole family.
No one even brought up that situation.
Crash it. They just crashed the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
It would be
great.
We're
crashing.
Yeah, for sure.
We are.
Okay.
We're partying.
So Gronk is here, and he's gotten through it. He's going to take a nap, and the trophy is attached. It's good.
All is good.
The trophy's good.
Hey, I'm still here.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I shouldn't have said anything. Everybody, again, FanDuel Super Bowl campaign, last call for football. Check it out with Rob Gronkowski at Rob Gronkowski and at Gronk on Instagram. Great to see you, Matt.
Hey, man. Thanks for having
me. You bet. We're going to be back with a little bit more from San Francisco before Charles Woodson, speaking of his Fox teammate, coming up.
Charles!
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, one big happy simulcast family. Pella Windows and Doors is one of our sponsors, and we love telling you about Pella Windows and Doors because they always have the winning game plan when it comes to your home. They're not just window and door experts. They're experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. They do it every day. And that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen today. Yeah, we got fans showing up here. Gronk is like a Pied Piper, huh? He shows up and the fans show up. Or is it just getting closer to lunchtime and people are coming down from the offices here in this building? You know, I don't know what it is.
One of my favorite humans on planet Earth. And Frank said it earlier, too. He's exactly who you think he is. And want him to be all the time, and it's not an act. It's just who he is. He's the happiest guy, and he's the biggest guy, and to see that, you know, as a combination, it just works. He's amazing.
Yeah. I forget what Super Bowl it was, but there was the one in Miami. So it was the
Chiefs
49ers.
First go-around,
right. And so to make it back to our studio, I had to leave the game early. So I left the game right after the first quarter was over and wound up watching the game on the back of a plane seat, you know, going.
Yep.
And the flight took off at like 11 o'clock at night. It was an overnight deal. And I'm sitting there and I'm like wondering what time we're going to get in, and I'm in my head, right? Just like trying to think about, you know, how much sleep am I going to get or whatever. And long story short, the person who sits next to me in the empty seat is Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And I'm like, why didn't you stay for the game? He goes, well, I have a shoot tomorrow in L.A. And at the time, my kids were now, 17, 14, and 12, were at the time like 11, 9, and 7.
Right.
And all they were saying was in The Masked Singer, they thought the tall tiger or whatever had to be Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
And here I am now sitting next to Rob Gronkowski on this plane back from the Super Bowl thinking to myself, he's got a shoot in Los Angeles tomorrow.
And you got, exactly.
And my kids think that he is on The Masked Singer. He can't really say anything to me. Nope. But I looked at him and I'm like, are you going to sing? Is that what you're going to do? And he kind of gave me this look of like, I can't say, but I want to say, you know, and it was outstanding. And just, you know, watching the end of that Super Bowl play out in the fourth quarter on the back seat and watching, you know, with him, well, I'll never forget that either. Couldn't have been nicer. You know, everybody coming up to him, you know, flight attendants and the pilots were even like psyched, and the everybody who was, you know, walking past back into the other cabin were just stopping to say hello to him, you know.
He's just
and
like,
it was he couldn't have been nicer to everybody. You know,
he's very welcome. So, you're right about that.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm like, which one of you guys are living your best life doing the Super Bowl shows? Because Gronk and Edelman coming by almost every year, right? And Emmett and Irv and Dion coming by almost every year. We're trying to get Michael Irvin, but he's doing his new Netflix pod when we're recording or every day. But Dion and Emmett are back-to-back our first-hour guests on Friday. As a matter of fact, we're coming on the air, and Dion's going to be sitting in the seat. We're starting the show with him
on Friday. Man. And that's why I can never sign that Cowboys release, man, because for as bad as things are going now, those memories, what that meant as a kid, like, you know, that would be like releasing my entire, you know, childhood.
Yes. So you don't I didn't bring that piece of paper for you to sign your release of fandom.
But I had to talk with a nice gentleman I met last night, and he kind of made me feel like maybe there is no hope. So I don't
know. Okay, very good. another breaking news out of the NBA, Chris. Is it true Anthony Davis is now a Washington Wizard?
Yeah, Anthony Davis, currently injured, is going.
By the way, which year is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop.
He's going to the Washington Wizards, Rich.
D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, it's a bunch of people. It's a massive almost team swap. AD, Jaden Hardy, D'Angelo Russell, Dante Exum going to Washington for Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, Malachi Branham, Marvin Bagley III, two first round picks, and three second rounders, according to.
So, you know where we're going with this.
Yeah,
I understand there's a bunch of players that went with Anthony Davis to Washington. A
couple good ones.
But the Mavericks got more in this trade than they got for Luka. Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Five picks.
Just first. That alone, but you also gave up three other players, right?
Well, and why would think about it this way. They got,
what are the Mavericks up to? Why would they basically say to the Washington Wizards, we'll trade most of the team for most of the team?
Well, I imagine the players are getting dumped,
right? Exactly.
So they basically trade Luka for Cooper Flagg, two first-round picks, and three second-rounders. That seems like a pretty good trade.
Well, they didn't know they were getting Cooper Flagg. They didn't know a ping pong ball was going to bounce their way.
O'Shea's bouncing around here. I think maybe they did, according to him.
No, stop it.
We talk about scripts, so.
But that's essentially what the Luka trade was now, officially. You can kind of.
No, I know that, but you can't sit here and say part of the Luka trade was them getting the most lucky ping pong ball bounce they could possibly get.
What happened?
No, I get it. So. Well, which allows them to maybe make a trade like this.
Right, right.
But the bottom line is it already kind of was perhaps the worst trade maybe ever. Now that AD's gone, I think you kind of get that certified.
Well, now that they've fired, you know, they fired Nico Harrison and they fired, you know, that they got rid of Anthony Davis now, that they're starting from scratch. And I'm wondering if Jason Kidd didn't want to go coach the Knicks now. Unless he's just happy about this, I have no idea that he's now got to put together the Mavericks are toast, essentially, for this year. And the Washington Wizards have gotten Trae Young and Anthony Davis in the span of a few weeks.
Yeah, but I mean,
I hear you. but next year's draft is going to be in Washington, D.C. And I imagine the Wizards will be a much better team in the middle of the mix in April. They might even be hosting or playing in a playoff game.
Well, they traded their first rounder, so.
No, I understand that. I'm talking about the NFL draft is in Washington, D.C. Yeah, yeah. It's all NFL to me, man.
That's true.
Charles Woodson's coming up with Octavia Spencer.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.